question 10 on section 4. This one we're looking to resolve this apparent discrepancy, so we want to know how it could be that we could have had lightning producing the first amino acids, even if all the statements are correct. Now, it's interesting because it starts off and basically says, yeah, lightning could produce this, but only if it was a reducing atmosphere. And reducing atmosphere is rich in hydrogen, lean in oxygen. Because otherwise they just break apart, and scientists believe that the atmosphere wasn't lean in oxygen, it was rich in oxygen, lean in nitrogen. And the nitrogen we don't really care about that much, but the rich in oxygen is problematic. So we want to know, how could you still get the spark even though you don't have a reducing atmosphere? You've got rich oxygen. Now, answer choice A turns out to be our best answer. Meteorite impacts at the time life began temporarily created a reducing atmosphere around the impact site. So that's saying, yes, generally it was not a reducing atmosphere, but you have this little pocket of reducing atmosphere around where that could have created a little bubble where amino acids could form. Now, B, a single amino acid could have been sufficient for to begin this. The problem isn't that we have too few amino acids, it's that they would break down when they did form and therefore wouldn't be able to form the basis of life. So B is not quite right. C, Earth's atmosphere has changed significantly since it began. Well, we don't really care about that. We just want to know what was it like when when life began. And then D, lightning was less common on Earth at the time life began than it is now. That doesn't really explain. The big problem is the reducing atmosphere. And then asteroids contain amino acids. Some of these could survive an asteroid's impact. Well, that would explain how amino acids came about, but not how lightning could have caused it, just how asteroids could. And so A is our correct answer, and we take that and go.